into details. The way they do cost-benefit analysis, they don't talk about the costs, external costs of ice melting or climate change. They only look at the cost in the car and the benefit of the car. 10 other states are going to be in court for the first time challenging the pathetic and illegal mileage standards that the Bush administration has recently adopted. They adopted them last year. I consider the action by the Secretary of Transportation a travesty, a complete undermining and ignoring of the fuel economy standards required under the energy conservation law passed at the peak of the Arab oil embargo more than 20 years ago. And California and New York, environmental groups, we are basically saying that these policies, they're misguided, they're illegal, and they should be overturned. And we're asking the court to reject these latest regulations and make the agency go back and do the process over again. Because if the agency were honest, they would see that the global impacts on the environment, on global warming, climate disruption are extremely serious, and those impacts haven't been looked at. And secondly, the inefficiency of American cars leads to the fueling of the whole arms race, the instability in the Middle East. I mean, this case is profoundly important because it deals with national security, high gas prices, and global warming all at once. And we're asking this court to reject the illegality of the Bush administration and send them back to the drawing boards and protect our security, protect America's ability to buy gas in ways that are economical because we have fuel-efficient cars, and send a clear message to the gas-producing companies and nations that America is serious about becoming more energy independent. I can say this, that the federal government did not look at the available technologies. They didn't look at hybrid. They didn't look at all the available technologies that other countries and foreign car companies are already employing. So we assert that technology is there. They got to look at it, and they have to look at the cost in relationship to the problems. And the problems are very serious. And you know, is this, that they've changed the standards for SUVs and light trucks, and some people think that they may have actually increased the gas consumption and encouraged gas guzzlers in order to protect certain of the companies. I mean, this bill, I mean, I don't think Karl Rove could have done a better job. It has the hand of lobbying, not the mind of science. And whether it's 10 or 7 or 15, that's something that ought to be honestly looked at on the public record, and not the kind of esoteric pseudo cost-benefit analysis that ignores global warming, ignores high gas prices, and ignores the escalating dependency of the United States on unstable countries for their foreign oil. Hurt. I mean, the fact is that Bush has been trying to protect the auto companies, and it still hasn't worked because they're losing money and they're in trouble. It would have been much better if, even before Bush, Clinton had required the kind of fuel efficiency that is needed in today's competitive world. But he didn't, and Bush hasn't either. And this latest attempt is pathetically small, paltry we call it, and it's also illegal because under the National Environmental Policy Act, the federal government is required to look at alternatives, and they didn't look at it in any serious. The Bush administration, who knows, maybe Karl Rove is behind it to win votes or something. It doesn't make any sense from a science point of view or a national security point of view. Americans are transferring hundreds of billions of dollars to unstable countries in the Middle East, and to Nigeria, and to Venezuela, because of the fuel inefficiency. And since Nixon, this country has talked about energy independence, and we're not getting there. In fact, this law that has been violated here was passed under Richard Nixon. And here George Bush can't even follow it.